In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury at 9 on today's show. Tomorrow, Flex Friday at the American Heritage Museum. Saying thank you to those men and women who have served this country and who will be with us tomorrow morning. And I hope to see you there. I believe I believe free breakfast for the first 100 who are there with us tomorrow morning at the American Heritage Museum in Hudson and half in Stowe. Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45. That includes the dumbest of the day today and whether a new animal-themed holiday in Oregon means that there may someday be a National Peanut the Squirrel Day. So we will get to the news, including dumbest of the day, coming up. But right now, this...
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Sean, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with our guy Jason Tatum. After the game yesterday against the Warriors, talked about the storyline of him getting benched at the Olympics and how that impacts him and how the fan reaction to Steve Kerr kind of impacted his game and how he felt. And here was what Jason Tatum said after the game.
I mean, that's part of this job. That's what I've been dealing with. My entire career, people want me to be, you know, louder. People want me to be meaner or whatever. One thing about Jason is, like, I'm always going to do what I want to do and approach things how I want to approach it and what I feel is sincere to who I am as a person. And not that it come from a bad place. Some people, you know, sometimes it come from a good place. And, you know, but people react differently or it's easy to say, like, you know, if they were in my shoes, what they would do. So, you know, I appreciate when it comes from a good place, but like I said, I'm always going to react, respond, approach things the way I want to.
So is
there
he,
you go.
Is this a revenge tour season for him or not? I mean, I guess those of us looking at it from the outside said that the benching or the lack of playing time would be a good thing, and that mm-hmm. would motivate him. Maybe he's not using that. He seems to be indicating that he's not interested in using that at all.
No, if you watch the starting five, it's really about winning championships. That's what he wants to do. He wants to win championships, but his approach is like, I think the biggest issue, like some of the people have, is that he's a massive fan, and he subscribes to the Kobe Bryant, you know, whole Mamba mentality. And he patents his game after Kobe, but he doesn't have the Kobe type of personality. So, like, they're like, well, if you love this guy. We want you to act like him, but that's not who he is. And he says, that's not the type of dude I am.
Yeah, but all during the preseason, we were saying how great it is that he was disrespected mm-hmm. while playing for Team USA, and how Jalen was disrespected for not getting the nod for Team USA, and how that was going to help this Celtics team. So for now, people to say, no, Tatum doesn't care at all about the fact that Steve Kerr benched him. We're going against everything that we said that was going to help these guys. I think it's great that Jason Tatum has a chip on mm-hmm. his shoulder, especially when it comes to Steve Kerr.
I think he cares, but he's just not, like he said, I'm not going to be the in-your-face loud guy talking about it.
Which is why Jaylen Brown is such a huge component to this team's success.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, Curtis, you said it this morning. It's why he's the alpha.
Alpha, I mean, it takes me right back. I can literally see the guy doing the worm outside of the Brunswick, where we are doing the show as Courtney and Wiggy are arguing about the alpha or not. Mm-hmm. And she's right. He is the alpha, and it's not a slight. You are what you are. And there is a huge burden on Jaylen Brown's shoulders when he plays with Jason Tatum.
He's the vocal guy, Jaylen Brown. I will agree with that.
But if the roles had been reversed and it was Jaylen Brown that Steve Kerr had sat for most of the Olympics, I'm guessing that Jaylen Brown
would say something.
Would say something about it and would be out there trying to prove him wrong last night.
Well, he said something about it with the whole Nike thing and going back to, you know, the whole shoe thing and going back to that. I think, you know, Tatum's still out there trying to win and do whatever he has to do. I think that's the difference is Tatum is not the vocal guy that – and I feel like we're past that now. It's like really about winning chips, and that's what he wants. And if he goes out there and he's the leading scorer and they win chips, great. If he goes out there and he's not and they win chips, that's kind of all he cares about.
Yeah. I mean, during the pregame, it may have been Perk. They were suggesting that when it came to Steve Kerr making that decision, it was kind of justified based on who was on that team.
No, like, it wasn't. Stop it. If you watched any of the Olympics.
Durant, they were talking about Durant being better. They were talking about LeBron being better. Just at this point in their careers, Coach, you don't have to get buttered.
But it's not. If you watched the Olympics, there was a point in time where they could have used him, and they were playing. It might have been Devin Booker and even Drew Holiday to a certain extent, like where they could have used Tatum. So, like, I'm not subscribing to, the reason why he wasn't playing Steve Kerr was justified, because didn't nobody think that watching. They're just so much better than every other pretty much team in the country, in the world, that you might look at and go, well, you don't need Brown. You don't need Tatum. Because they're, you know, pretty much dominating every team except for the team that the Joker played on.
I mean, Perk picked Golden State to win last night, and he was right. All right, what's next?
Next, let's go to a different superstar in this area. That would be my guy, Drake May. He had a press conference yesterday, and he was asked about playing fellow rookie Caleb Williams. Here was Drake May.
Yeah, I think, both as rookies, you know, coming out as quarterbacks, you spend a lot of time with those guys. You see them, some on visits, some at the combine. Really with Caleb, I've seen him since high school. You know, going to the same camps, was at the Elite 11 with each other, was at some college visits together. So kind of the whole thing, kind of going through the process again. You know, we kept up with each other in college. We were friends and enjoyed watching him do his thing. And now I get a chance to, you know, compete. So, anytime you're going against a rookie quarterback in the same class or any quarterback in your class in general, you know, it's a little extra. So looking forward to going out there and getting a chance to, you know, play the Bears.
All things being equal, mm-hmm. which they aren't at the draft, but let's assume, who would you prefer the Patriots had taken between the two of them?
Drake May.
It's not even close. I knew you were going to get
But, like,
that.
We just watched them play. Like, Caleb Williams has now played, what, 8 weeks of football? Mm-hmm. He's really only had one awesome game. That was against the Jaguars, where the Bears team just lit them up. And that's
what's the Bears record?
4-4.
4-4, I believe.
How many games has Drake May won as a starter?
All right, Curtis. But the difference is, Curtis, if you put Drake May on that Bears team, they're probably 6-3 or whatever the numbers there would be, 6-2. That's the difference. Like, Drake May has outplayed Caleb Williams by, I would say, a wide margin.
I think the thing you see from Drake May that he has that Caleb Williams, you know, hasn't shown or doesn't do. It's just his ability to run. You know, I think that's the one thing that you kind of look at those two. But coming out, I don't think anybody was going to say there's even somebody close pushing Caleb Williams. At the beginning of the year was a small group of people who felt like maybe Drake May, but that was extremely small. I mean, the beginning of the college football season,
yeah,
going into their years that they were coming out, but then that thing went away pretty quickly.
I had Drake May number one on my big board.
So, oh, there, yeah, you go.
You know. That's
which
just
which of your 47 big
no,
boards
no,
there's
a difference, Greg.
Are you referring to?
Big, there's just one big board. The mock drafts is what I had 47.
Mocks,
yeah, but your big board.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but my big board, Drake May, was always number one. It was always Drake May.
Okay.
From one Patriot to another, Jalen Polk spoke to the media a little bit yesterday and had this to say about the media sometimes twisting players' words. Here was Jalen Polk.
I just feel like, you know, the media kind of, you know, mix up our words and try to put things in place that is not Coach Mayo just holding me to a standard. You know, whenever he speaks about me, I believe that, you know, he's holding me to a standard and he believes in me. So I just got to keep pushing, getting better each and every day and, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do.
Well, tough to mix your words up when you say that you have the best hands in the NFL, if I remember correctly.
It's a pretty straightforward, yeah, statement.
I mean, there's no mixing that up. Meanwhile, statistically, I believe you are sitting at worst in the NFL when it comes to wide receivers. Am I correct about that?
Like catch percentage?
At the very bottom of the list statistically in the entire NFL?
I would say, yeah, if he's not at the bottom, he's right near there.
I believe he is 128 or whatever the total number of wide receivers are in the NFL.
I get him, though. I get him sometimes. I mean, look at how the media twisted my words this morning when Courtney said that. That the team would be able to win a championship.
True, yeah. Well, we're still looking for that audio.
It happened to you right here on the show.
Right on this show. Yes. So I get it. Like, Polk, I get it sometimes. The media, they do twist your words. So got to keep those receipts the best way you can.
Yeah. We call that fake news around here.
Is that what that's called?
All right. Curtis, you were looking for a douche move ruling during They Said It this morning.
We're not even a month in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the NBA season, and already JJ Redick has skyrocketed in the douche rankings. as we all could predict, Wiggs, he is defending LeBron James, but ripping the rest of the Lakers. Here was him yesterday ending his press conference abruptly.
JJ, you're talking a lot about two or three guys, getting them to put in the effort. You talked a lot about wanting to play hard and LeBron being the guy that played hard in tonight's game. How do you address that with the team? What's your philosophy for approaching
that? I just did.
Whoa. The walk-off.
That was it?
I honestly, like, J.J. Redick and LeBron James together is like a superhuman douche.
I just did.
To be clear, he addresses nothing with LeBron. LeBron addresses everything with him.
Correct.
Like, let's be clear about the pecking order there.
Yes.
It is
let's be clear.
What do you think he's making, JJ
Redick? Probably like $5 or $6 million a year.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot to be a caddy.
I'll take it.
Oh, me too. Sign me up for half.
I mean, do you think he was making more with the podcast?
No. Those not as lucrative as many would like to believe.
Even though there's a zillion.
Now we need more podcasts.
You know what JJ Redick should still do his podcast, like at halftime?
I mean, LeBron eats dinner on the bench. Why can't he record a podcast on the bench?
The Lakers are 4-4, and I find
5-3.
I thought they lost 2 in a row, went to 4-4, but maybe they're 5-3.
I will say.
Oh, you're right, Curtis. Sorry about that.
It's okay. And it's pretty much all four sports now. But the in-game stuff that they're doing with players and coaches, more so than ever before, is excellent. It's great for the fan.
Yeah, if you want to
not agree,
I do. I do. That's why I love the starting five. I love the behind the scenes, the kind of in the moment.
But you get like Steph Curry in the game last night. Like that's, I think that's great.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that because you want to be able to maybe see how these guys react, how they feel.
You get Gerard Mayo heading into halftime telling you that Drake May is not going to play for the rest of the game. I mean, I think that's great.
Wiggs, I have a question for you about just LeBron and the Lakers.
Yep.
Is this any shot that LeBron's staying on past his prime or well past the prime where they're basically a bubble playoff team for a couple years does anything to...
You don't mean future. You mean right now. Has he stayed on past his prime?
Well, I'm saying that LeBron now, is he doing any damage to his legacy being on teams that are not nearly what they were, the caliber that he was on most of his career?
No, because, see, the problem is I think people look at it and go, LeBron is still a great player, but the team around him is not very good. So statistically, he's still putting up ridiculous numbers. He's still playing 35, 36 minutes a game. He's still damn near averaging, you know, close to a triple-double. I think that's kind of the issue. It's like Brady when he finished in Tampa. He's still good, but maybe the team around you isn't as good. And it's like, so you're not really doing damage to your legacy. Once you no longer are putting up those numbers, then I think that's when you start damaging your legacy.
I think, honestly, LeBron's turning 40 in December. Mm-hmm. What he's doing is a far more impressive athletic feat than Brady playing quarterback until 45. Because in the NBA, you're playing offense, defense, you're running. I mean, it requires a next level of endurance and athleticism.
It's not even close. I mean, as far Brady's the GOAT because of the championships and everything, but the fact that LeBron has scored, what, over 40,000 points, he's been doing this since
high school.
And the other thing that...
let's not forget that Gordie Howe played a game in his 60s.
That's true. Okay. And I believe Yarmir Yager is still playing hockey. Right.
Yes. Dale just woke up.
And we had in his 70s.
And we had this discussion, Curtis, and the thing that was much harder for LeBron is the day he stepped foot on the basketball court, especially in the NBA, he was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan. So the pressure of that is far greater than a guy who's a sixth-round pick who comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden it's like, who's this guy?
Right, he's the cop to the NFL for LeBron is Peyton, and Peyton did not live up to that.
Yeah, that's
all right,
a good one.
That's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up, we will get to Courtney in today's news next, and then Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.